Okay, well, I wanted to start out with just welcoming you to my show. This is Mary Roth, and this is Artists with a Purpose. And my guest today is Stephen Harlan, who is a wonderful digital artist, and he's going to be exhibiting his work at Ocean Galleries in Stone Harbor this coming weekend. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to start off with your work is amazing, by the way. It's just incredible. The colors, everything, the use of color that you use. I wanted to first ask why you chose the medium of digital.
Well, I've experimented. I've been painting for close to 45 years right now, and I've experimented with all different types of medium throughout the beginning of my career: pastels, oils, inks, pen and ink, and watercolors. And I started working with an ad agency out in California, and just started doing some basic business graphics, and that kind of led into that long. The technology is very old, and back then I could only just do bar charts and business graphics, but it kind of evolved pretty much into digital, and I find that I have a lot more freedom, and I can do a lot more detail with the subjects that I envision. All my subjects are not real; they're just imaginary places. So it allows me a lot of freedom to basically do what I want. And since there are no rules, they're not real. There are no rules.
Yeah, I mean the colors, everything that just kind of jumps out at you. I love.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I love the water. I just love your whole use of water and harbors and sunsets and all the nautical focus. And I like the places where you've lived too. Like you started out in Minnesota, then you moved to Florida, and then studying the harbors there and the sunsets. And then you relocated to California. Now, what part of California were you?
We were in Los Angeles. We actually lived in Burbank and San Fernando Valley. Lived there for about 10 years. That's where I've got pretty much a basic foundation of the art and the direction I'm going right now.
Oh, okay. Now, did you do harbors out in that direction too? Or?
Well, back then, yeah, I did all sorts of different things. It was kind of at a very experimental stage in my career, and I was just kind of trying different things that I thought might work for me, be satisfying from an artistic standpoint. I've tried abstracts, a lot of Southwest art, and I've just finally kind of settled on, I've always grown up around water and bright colors down in Florida, so my themes are pretty much beach and ocean themes, and you're right, I do love to paint water and drastic bright reflections. I like to paint what's called the twilight hour, which is like the hour before the sunset or the hour after the sun rises, when everything is the most bright, vivid, and colors only last for just a couple of minutes, but try to capture that moment. And each piece is a new challenge. I'm learning more every day.
And in North Carolina, is there a lot of differences out in that direction too, as far as the work goes and
it's just very scenic up here. We live on an island actually in North Carolina, in Carolina Beach, and we live kind of on like a marina area here, and there's boats going by constantly, and the sunsets are amazing, the sunrises are amazing, so I just kind of take that all in and just kind of formulate a new piece. Like I say, since the places are not real, I just kind of take some ideas I've gotten from the feelings in the places I've been. But yeah, North Carolina is a very good source of inspiration for me.
Oh, that is so neat. I hear so many wonderful things about North Carolina and all.
It is. It's great. Yeah, we love living here.
Have you been to Stone Harbor before?
Just once briefly to meet Josh and Kim. About a year ago or so, and this is the first time, this is the first show I've had with them, and we are so excited to be at Ocean Galleries, and Josh and Kim are the epitome of professionalism to work with, so it's a pleasure, and I'm really, really looking forward to this weekend.
It's a pretty little community, too. I think you're really going to enjoy the people coming in to meet you, because they're very much into art, and
Yeah, I do meet a lot of people coming in from New Jersey and New York down into the galleries in Florida. And I agree, yeah, there's going to be a lot of interesting people. We're really looking forward to this.
And we have a lot of people who go back and forth from Florida to, like, I live in Cape May, which is the town over from Stone Harbor. And if you and your wife have a chance to get over to Cape May, there's a lot of harbors there, too, that you would love, with the sunsets and the
We are going to when we go home from the show this weekend, we will take the ferry over Cape May and Lewis Ferry, and we do love that area. Just lots of sources of inspiration. There's never a lack of ideas. I always say there's too many ideas and not enough times. You know.
I know. Now, I wanted to just mention too. Were there any inspirations growing up that you had for art or anything like that? Like maybe your parents or a special teacher or anyone who.
Not really in those regards. I think it's mainly the places I grew up in South Florida, Fort Myers and Sanibel Island. I was sailing before I could even have a driver's license and had my first sailboat. So that was probably my biggest influence as from a water standpoint. My wife and I have lived on our water our whole lives and various forms in Chesapeake Bay and North Carolina here. And that is just the water to me is just, as you probably noticed, pretty much everything I do has some sort of water or some sort of reflection in it.
It's impressive. It really is. In fact, my engineer, he's showing me some of your work right now. I've been looking at it for the last few days. It's incredible. But he keeps looking at more and more pictures, the boats, the whole thing.
That's
it's gorgeous. I mean, the colors are just amazing. And what you do with it.
Yeah, to me, color is just as important as subject matter and composition. Color, to me, it's I like to term it luscious. I mean, you can almost eat it with a spoon. It's just luscious, and I like to make people feel like that. Somebody had a good analogy about I have a piece called Midnight, and they have that, and they look at it every night as the sun sets, and then these pieces kind of change as the light comes and goes in the morning and the evening. And they said it was a good analogy. It's like looking at it, it's like jumping into a turquoise pool on a 100-degree day. And it's like, well, that's a great analogy.
Yeah. And in fact, I love the one you mentioned winter in it. And there's some boats. And they're very still.
It's called Somewhere It's Winter. It's basically a group of boats. And we got the idea when we were down on the Virgin Islands. We try to charter a sailboat every year down and spend some time down there. One night I was walking by myself by 2 o'clock in the morning on the dock. Everything was really well. All the boats were well lit, and it was really nice and warm. And I thought to myself, somewhere it's really cold out there. I'm sitting here just perfect. And I thought Somewhere It's Winter would be a great name for a piece. And there are fictitious boats, but the feeling is pretty much what I wanted to convey. Just bright colors and just to be like in the warm area, and somewhere it's cold, but not here.
Right, and there's something real mystical about the winter too. I think there's a stillness to it and a quietness about it that is unrushed and everything.
I agree. That's one of the reasons we love North Carolina. We have a change of seasons here, not so drastic as up north as where you guys are, but or Florida for that matter. But I do love the seasons and the cool weather too. I love long cold walks on the beach.
Wow. Well, I wanted to also ask you, I usually ask my guests this, any visions that you have for future projects, anything in the works that you're visualizing or thinking about for the future?
I'm working on several pieces. I usually have several pieces that I've started, 4 or 5 pieces in the works. But what happens is normally I get tunnel vision. I get really focused and obsessed with one, and I just finish that. So I have several things in the work. They're all pretty much the same subject matter. Lots of boats, lots of tropical things, scenes, places I'd like to be. And that's pretty much like what I do is it's probably the most comment I get when in the gallery, in the shows, is people walk up to the piece and I want to be there. And I tell them, well, that's the way I feel too, because I would like to be there too. And being that they're not real, then I can kind of make them exactly where I want to be. But I do have lots of stuff in the work and never shortage of ideas. Everywhere I go, I could be walking down the street and see a shadow of a palm tree on a brick wall will spark an idea that will turn into something else, that will turn into something else, that will eventually be a piece. Nothing to do with the shadow on the palm tree, but we'll just get the gears turning.
Yeah, there's like a realism about it, and then there's also an impressionism. It's kind of intermingled with a lot of different things. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I want to just thank you so much for guesting on my show today, and I'm looking forward to your exhibit, and I know our community is as well.
Well, I can't wait to see everybody, meet everybody. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And once again, we're thrilled to be working with Kim and Josh at Ocean Gallery. And can't wait to get up there and see everybody and just meet everybody.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Same here. Okay, well, have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.